Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Yud Zayin. In this Perek, we'll see the Nahalav Shevet Menashe, and at the end, we'll see Bnei Yosef's request for an extra portion of land. Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi agor al mateh Menashe, ki hu bechol Yosef, ומחיר בן חור מנשה אבי הגלעד כי הוא היה איש מלחמה והילו הגלעד והבשן. And this was the lot, the portion of land that went to the Shevet of Menashe, because he was the firstborn of Yosef. It's interesting that the Navi is pointing this out to us. It seems to be alluding to the reason from what Menashe receiving such a large portion of land. As we know, they received on both sides of the Jordan. They already received on the eastern side of the Jordan, and now they're about to receive on the western side. So to Machir, the oldest of Menashe, he is the father of the Gilad, meaning he's called the father of the Gilad since he was the one who led the conquest of the Gilad. You can see the end of Bemidbar, Perek Lamed Bet, for his conquest. The Gilad over here is referring to the northern half of the Gilad. So he conquered that area because he was a man of war, and he received the Gilad and the Bashan. So that's on the eastern side of the Jordan. This is the first territory of land that's going to the children of Menashe. It's going to Machir, the oldest of Menashe. He's getting on the eastern side of the Jordan. That's what we mentioned already. Vayhi livnei Menashe notarim lemishpechotam, livnei Aviezer, v'livnei Chelek, v'livnei Asriel, v'livnei Shechem, v'livnei Hefer, v'livnei Shemida, ele bnei Menashe bnei Yosef hazecharim lemishpechotam. And this land is what went to the children of Menashe, the remaining ones, to their families. Who are these remaining ones? The ones listed here are Machir ben Menashe's grandkids, sons of Gilad, as mentioned in Bemidbar Kavav, Pesukim Lamed to Lamed Gimel. So not to get confused, the land Hatzi HaGilad, on the eastern side of the Jordan, went to half the tribe of Menashe. But the children of Gilad ben Machir received their land on the western side of the Jordan. And these children are the children of Aviezer, the children of Chelek, the children of Asriel, the children of Shechem, the children of Hefer, and the children of Shemida. Those six families were the male children of Menashe ben Yosef to their families. ולצלופחד בן חפר, בן גלעד, בן מחיר, בן מנשה, לא היו לו בנים כי אם בנות, ואלה שמות בנותיו, מחלה ונועה, חוגלה, מלכה ותרצה. And צלופחד, the son of חפר, the son of גלעד, the son of מחיר, the son of מנשה, did not have any boys, he only had girl children. And these were the names of his girls, מחלה and נועה, חוגלה, מלכה and תרצה. Right, if in Bemidbar Perek of Zayin, we saw the story of the five girls asking Moshe for an Ahala. And over here, we'll see they're going to approach Yehoshua, Elazar, and the leaders, asking them to fulfill Moshe's words. V'tikravna lifnei Elazar Kohen, lifnei Yehoshua binun, lifnei Anesiim lemor, Adonai sivat Moshe latet lanu Nahala betoch achenu, v'yiten lahem el pi Adonai Nahala betoch ache avihen. And they approached in front of Elazar Kohen, in front of Yehoshua Binun, in front of the leaders, saying, Hashem commanded Moshe to give us a portion with amongst our brothers. Over here, brothers means amongst our relatives. And he gave them, based on the word of Hashem and Ahala, amongst their father's brothers. Vayipelu havle menashe asara, Levad me'eretz ha-Gilad ve'abashan asher me'ayver la-Yarden. 10 portions fell to Menashe, and that's excluding the land of Gilad and the land of Bashan, which was on the eastern side of the Jordan. So what are these 10 havalim, these 10 portions? Chazal explained them to be 5 nahalot of the families of the children of Gilad, plus another 5 for the girls, for the 5 girls. Proportionally, some of Hashem explained that it was divided into six, and the sixth was split up between the 5 girls. Malbim, though, explains totally different. He explains that the 10 Nahalot are just 10 geographical areas. So there were 10 areas that fell to the children of Menashe, and that's excluding everything that fell to them already on the eastern side of the Jordan. Ki benot Menashe nahalu nahala betoch banav ve'eretz ha'gilad ha'yita livnei Menashe ha'notarim. Because the daughters of Menashe received a nahala amongst their brothers, so the Navi over here is stressing the halacha that was given to Moshe in the 40th year of the desert, that these girls shall get a nahala amongst their brothers, meaning amongst their father's brothers. And Eretz HaGilad was to the children of Menashe who were left over, the other children of Menashe that were not mentioned yet in the Navi. You can see Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Zayin for that list. Vayhi givul Menashe me'asher hamichmetat asher al pene Shechem ve'halach givul el hayamin el yosheve ein tapuach. And the border of Menashe went from Asher, from the tribe of Asher in the northwest, to Michmetat in the south, bordering Ephraim, which faces Shechem, and the border went to the right, over here referring southward, to the inhabitants of Ein Tapuach. There's a Ma'ayan south of Shechem that is called today in Arabic Ein Tapuach. Limnashe hayata eretz Tapuach, v'Tapuach el gevul Menashe livnei Ephraim. The land of Tapuach belonged to Menashe, but Tapuach, the city, bordered Menashe and Ephraim. So Eretz Tapuach, the land of Tapuach, belonged to the king of Tapuach who Yoshua killed. He was part of the list of the 31 kings we saw. And the capital city, Tapuach itself, bordered Ephraim and Menashe. The city itself was in Ephraim territory. If you remember, it was mentioned as one of the cities belonging to Ephraim, swallowed up in Menashe's territory. V'yarad egevul nachal kanav negbala nachal arima ele le'Ephraim betoch are Menashe ugul Menashe misefon nachal vahito seotav hayama. And the border descended towards Nahal Kana, Wadi Kana. It's a river that flows into the Arkon in the west. Just south of that Nahal, Arim Ha'ele, these cities, meaning these cities above Nahal Yarkon, were cities belonging to Ephraim within Menashe territory. And the border of Menashe was north of this Nahal, north of this Wadi, and it ended in the sea. So its most western border is the Mediterranean Sea. Negba le'Ephraim v'safona limnashe v'yih ha'yam givulo uv'asher ifki'un mitzafon uv'yisachar mimizrach. So south of Nahal Kana belonged to Ephraim, north of Nahal Kana belonged to Menashe. The sea was its border, meaning on the west. Asher they would touch in the north, and Yisachar on the east. So to sum up, the western border was the Mediterranean Sea, the northern border, this is the northwest, they bordered Shevet Asher, the northeast they bordered Yisachar, and as we'll see later on, in Perek Yud Tet, Pasuk Haf Bet, we'll see that their most eastern border was the Jordan River itself. So that maps out all of Menashe's boundaries. Vayhi l'mnashe b'yisachar uv'asher bet she'an uv'noteha v'yivle'am uv'noteha v'et yosheve dor uv'noteha v'yosheve en dor uv'noteha v'yosheve ta'anach uv'noteha v'yosheve megido uv'noteha sheloshet hanafet. And Menashe had within Yisachar and within Asher certain territories, bet she'an and its towns. Bet she'an bordered Yisachar in the northeast. It was an ancient Kana'ani city. It's still called Bet She'an today. The ancient city is a little north of the settled city today. Yivle'am and its towns, the inhabitants of Dor and its towns in the northwest, the inhabitants of Ein Dor and its towns, the inhabitants of Ta'anach and its towns, the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns, Sheloshet Hanafet, the three districts. These three places were three separate districts along the northern border from east to west. Ve'lo yachelu b'nei Menashe lehorish et ha'arim ha'ele v'yo'el ha'kenani l'shevet ba'aretz hazot. And the children of Menashe cannot drive out the people of these cities. and the Kanani persisted to live in that land. We know, as we'll see in the upcoming Pesukim, that it's because of the strong iron chariots, the tanks of that day, which is what the Kanaanim had, as the Navi will specify later on. That's the reason why Menashe could not drive out the Kanaani from amongst them. Vayhi ki hazeku b'nei Yisrael v'yitenu et ha-Kanaani lamas v'horesh lo horisho. And it was when b'nei Yisrael became stronger, and they made the Kanaani a tax or a workforce, but they did not drive them out. As we'll see later on in the next Sefer, in Sefer Shofetim, this theme and this recurring theme of not driving out the Kanaani from amongst them is what will come back to haunt them. It won't just be Menashe, it'll actually be many tribes of Bnei Israel. Now for the next few Pesukim until the end of the Perek, we're going to see Bnei Yosef's request for an additional Nahala and Yahushua's response. וידברו בני יוסף את יהושע לאמור, מדוע נתת לי נחלה גורל אחד וחבל אחד ואני עם רב עד אשר עד כה ברכני אדוני? And בני יוסף said to יהושע, saying, why did you give me a נחלה, a portion of land, one גורל, one lot, one strip? I'm a great nation. For Hashem blessed me to such extent. Over here, they're speaking in the singular tense. Maduana tatali, why'd you give me? They don't speak us, being that they're two Shevatim. They're coming in as me, as Bet Yosef. We'll explain later that the request is coming more from Menashe's grounds than Ephraim's. They are now a huge nation. Radak explains, if we look at Shevet Menashe in the second year of the Midbar, they have 32,000 men. Later on, in Arvot Moav, they have 52,700 men. Their tribe grew in population more than any other Shevet. So that's their complaint. This works well according to Radak and those that say that Eretz Yisrael was divided proportionately to the population of men that left Egypt. Eretz Yisrael nitchaleka liyotzei Mitzrayim. So all the men of Egypt got a certain amount of land. It was divided accordingly, proportionally. And now Menashe grew, and they want more land for their tribe. That's Radak. I'm going to explain though based on the Ramban in Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Kaf Vav Pasuk Nun Dalid, who explains that Eretz Yisrael was divided equally in value of real estate to all the Shevatim. So based on the Ramban, Bnei Yosef are complaining, why did you give me one strip of land? Even though Ephraim and Menashe got separate portions of land, it was one lot of land concentrated together in one location. So even though it was a large piece of land divided between the two of them, Menashe was tied down to its location because of where Ephraim was. They didn't get two separate lotteries. They got one lottery and then they split it. And if we see, just in last Pasuk, we finished saying that Menashe couldn't drive out the Kanaani. They're complaining that they're a large enough Shevet to receive their own Goral in their own location. Their location, they're complaining, is no good. The enemy is too strong where we are. And now for Yoshua's reply. Vayomer alehem Yoshua, im amravata, ale lecha yara, uvereta lecha sham be'eretz ha-perizim ha-refaim, ki as lecha ha-refraim. And Yoshua told them, if you're a great nation, meaning you're very populated, go up, ascend to the forest land, clear out some land over there from the land of the Perizi and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too confined for you. So Yahushua replies firmly, if you need more land, cut down the trees of the forest and live there. Vayomeru b'nei Yosef, lo yimaseh lanu ahar. And the children of Yosef say, the hill country is not enough for us. The mountain area, even if we chop down all its trees, it won't be enough. Verechev barzel b'chol ha-Kanaani. And the Kanaani, who's living in the valleys over there, they have iron chariots. To the ones who are in Bet She'an and its towns, and the ones in Emek Yisrael, So the valley is occupied by the Kanani and their iron chariots. They have their tanks in the valley. So either which way we turn, the forest is not enough. The valley, we can't conquer. They're supporting their claim that they need a bigger piece of land. Vayomer Yehoshua el Bet Yosef le'Ephraim v'lim Nashe le'mor, Am Ravata, v'choach gadol lach, lo yihyeh lecha goral echad. And Yehoshua told the house of Yosef, Ephraim, and Menashe, saying, you're a great nation, and you have a great force, you will not have one goral. Meaning what? You will not have a small territory if you do something about it. Ki har yelach ki yarhu, uvereto ve'yadechato seotav, ki torish etekenani ki rechev barzelo ki hazaku. Because you will have the hills, the forests, you'll clear it out and you'll have its outskirts. And you will drive out the Kanani, even though they have iron chariots and they are strong. Yehoshua answers decisively to Bet Yosef, his own Shevet, that they will not be getting any more land or different land than they were allotted. And it's up to them to conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael. With that, we finish the division of the lands to Ephraim and Menashe. We saw Yehoshua not granting them their request for more land. Next perek, we will see the division of the land to Shevet Binyamin.